Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. This afternoon at Gillette Stadium, the New England Patriots will host the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. At stake, a trip to the AFC Championship game. This is the fourth time since 2010 that the Pats and Ravens have played a playoff game in Foxborough. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game will be covering the game, and he joins me now for a preview. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Sharon.
So, Doug, the Ravens won the last playoff game between these teams. That was in 2013, and Baltimore went on to win the Super Bowl. The coaches are still the same. Bill Belichick for the Patriots, John Harbaugh for the Ravens. Quarterbacks are the same, too, Tom Brady and Joe Flacco. So, what's the difference this time around?
There are a lot of differences this time around. Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, sort of these iconic players from the Ravens defense, are long gone. There are only 18 members of that Super Bowl team for Baltimore left on the active roster. They've added Steve Smith, a great wide receiver, big target for Joe Flacco. The Patriots have added two terrific cornerbacks, Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner, since that last playoff game. And Julian Edelman has really emerged as the slot receiver to take over for Wes Welker, who was a part of that last game. So there are a lot of changes between these two teams.
And Doug, another notable change for the Ravens came at running back this season. Ray Rice was suspended and eventually cut because of his assault on his then-fiancée last year. Now Justin Forsett is in his first year with the team. What kind of challenges does he present for the Patriots?
He's had a terrific season, more than 1,200 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says Forsett is not an easy player to bring down.
There are a lot of times where he has good vision, finds space, or guys get a shot at him and he breaks tackles or makes a miss. I mean, he's had a bunch of them where he's got nothing, and then all of a sudden, you know, he comes out of the tackle or he makes a guy miss, and he's got 25, 30.
And Sharon, he's also a threat as a receiver. He had 44 catches this year, so don't be surprised to see Joe Flacco looking to throw to him, too.
And keeping Tom Brady upright, well, that's always a priority for the Patriots' offensive line. It seems like that might be especially difficult against Baltimore.
Definitely. Elvis Dumervilleh and Terrell Suggs combined for 29 sacks during the regular season. Tom Brady has been working on moving in the pocket to extend plays this year, but he says he'll need to work fast today.
You know, we're going to need to be able to move around in the pocket and try to buy ourselves a little more time. You know, all these guys can still run me down, so it doesn't matter. I'm still slower than all those guys. If I find some space, I'll be able to move around and hopefully give our receivers a little more time to get open. But, I mean, I don't think you want to stand back there and see how long you can hold the ball against these guys.
And it's not just Suggs and Dumervilleh. The Ravens averaged more than 3 sacks a game this season, so the Patriots' offensive line will most definitely be busy this afternoon.
As for the weather, the forecast calls for clear skies with temperatures about 20 degrees when the game begins at 4:35. How have the two teams prepared for the cold?
Well, Bill Belichick has a pretty clear policy. We're playing outside, we're practicing outside. So the Patriots were outside this week in the frigid temperatures. The Ravens had a cold day with some snow while they were still in Baltimore on Thursday. They practiced inside but left the doors open so that it would be cold. So two different strategies there. Earlier this year, Patriots wide receiver Brandon LaFell said that he preferred to be in cold games because at least at the games, there are heaters and you can throw on jackets when you're on the sidelines. He said, when you're out of practice, the players just have each other to warm up.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks, Doug.
Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Doug Tribou covers sports for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.